things on Shabbos for women, Sunday afternoon, Chaf Gimel Shvat, Shar HaBechino. So, we're learning Chagas HaLvavos, Shar HaBechino, and Chagas HaLvavos is trying to teach us to be appreciative of everything we experience. And everything, and that's so many things we experience. And when you get into the details, you realize how many things we take for granted. And as we've explored in Shar Avodas Elokim, this feeling of constant gratitude and thankfulness really creates a burden on a person, because a person doesn't want to feel really indebted. It makes a person lose his or her sense of independence, of being in charge, of being the master of their own fate, of the ego. This is what I am. This is me. And you say, no, it's not. This is something that was given you, and you have to be thankful for it. And being thankful creates certain obligations. So that's heavy, especially when you say every breath I take is something I have to be thankful for, and every thought I have is something I have to be thankful for, and every time I interact in any way with planet Earth, I have to be thankful. And and people either get bored, as we see in the class, but the Chavis Alvoda spends a lot of time in Shar HaBechin, and he puts it second. He puts it second after Shar HaYichud. After the development of the knowledge, the internalization of the knowledge, you're convinced that Hashem is real and Hashem is one, and that if we learn, we have thoughts of learning a little of Shar HaYichud after Pesach, just the basic idea of it, and really the basic idea is that included in Hashem Echad is not just that He's one, but that He's everything, and everything is His, and everything is Him, and everything flows from Hashem. So, and it goes against the grain. That's why Avodah Zarah, if you learn Nach, or you study Nach, or you don't really need Nach, it's now, they don't call it Avodah Zarah, they call it atheism. But the idea is, the pull, in the olden days, we'll call it, it was so absurd to be an atheist that no one dared to be an atheist. It was like nowadays you have the Flat Earth Society. So then maybe they had the Atheist Society, and they were thought of as the Flat Earth Society. People that insisted that the world has no creator. And so it was very, very absurd. So what they did was they created Avodah Zarah. Because Avodah Zarah was already, you don't have this constant pressure, and it doesn't have to be pressure if you handle it the right way. It's not a pressure, but it's a loss of self. It's really a bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's saying, I don't deserve anything. Nothing's coming to me. Everything's a gift, and I feel grateful. And what can I do to repay this gift? That's Shar Avodas Elokim. He spends so much time. It's amazing, and he gets so many nekudos. And again, this is over 1,000 years ago. And don't forget to be thankful for your memory, and don't forget to be thankful for your koach to forget, and don't forget to be thankful for the fact that you have sanity, and don't forget to be thankful for the power of busha. Animals are not embarrassed; people are embarrassed. And it saves us from a lot of things we would do. We don't like to think about it. We don't like to admit it. But it's a salvation from doing a lot of things that we wouldn't do because we're ashamed. We're afraid someone will see us. That's called ashamed. We're ashamed of our children. We don't want to be ashamed of our children. We don't want our children to be ashamed of us. We're embarrassed to do things that the children will see if we preach to them a whole day not to do something. So that's the koach of shame. So thank Hashem for the power of shame. Now we're up to the haseichel. He's going through the mind. He split the minds, the seichel, the brains. he split them into the categories of thought, memory, forgetfulness, shame, reasoning, and speech. And we're up to reasoning. But, you know, he must say this sentence many times. It could ask a lot of contradictions, because he keeps talking about Hashem's greatest gift to us is, b'seichel uv'hakhara. Our power to reason, our power of discerning, that's havdalah, seeing differences, understanding, and it gets down to subtleties. But even more, not even subtleties, just blatant differences. Our power to reason, deductive reasoning, inductive reasoning, our power to bring truth to something, not to do something, to realize that there are consequences, and to remember those consequences, and then to extrapolate, well, if this had consequences, I'm not going to do this. These things are so automatic to us that we forget to be thankful for the koach that we have to do this. Asher b'hem yichadonu mishor balei chayim, that sets us apart from all other living creatures. Ein to'altom lonu nelemes mimena. You know, sometimes you have to explain the importance. You don't have to explain the importance of aseichel, because its value, ein to'altom lonu, its value to us is not nelemes mimena, is not concealed. Panhogos gufeinu, how we act, how we take care of ourselves, we figure out how to take care of ourselves, v'hasdoras tenu aseinu, how we arrange, literally it means how we arrange the movements of our bodies, of our limbs, it means we figure out how to physically do whatever we do, when to jump, when to skip, when to walk, when to rest. These are all things that we're always, our minds working. And again, although this does not go into the extreme complexity, he talked about the physical aspects, let's say, of digestion. And as we said, that was 1,000 years ago. And what we know now about digestion is a million times more amazing and more complex and more more the chesed Hashem and the wisdom of Hashem and the existence of Hashem. And when it comes to Seichel, you can really do that too. I don't think it was in their world at all that the mind has a physical aspect to it, and memory works this way, and reasoning is a pella. Reasoning is a pella to scientists. They maybe know what part of the brain, which electrical impulses, but like how, what triggers reasoning? What triggers figuring out a solution to a problem, which we do tens of times a day, right? We're faced with a problem. It doesn't have to be how to get to the moon. It doesn't have to be a problem of such magnitude. It could be a problem that I have to get to the store before it closes if there's going to be supper tonight, but my kid's coming home and he can't be home without any supervision. So what do I do? That's thought. And you think of 6 possible solutions and you reject 5 of them. It's all amazing. It's all amazing in the human brain. So we don't have to explain how important these things are. Mibala de mi shepoktu mimenu, except we see it in someone who lost his seichel, lepega she'era smocho, because Rachmano Litzlan, someone had an injury to the brain, and we see all of a sudden what it means to not have seichel. Right, the person could go hungry, could be freezing, could freeze to death because, right? When we're kids, we say he doesn't know enough to come in out of the rain. Right? Achamidos. So that's like just to exist, and we have seichel. Thank you, Hashem. And this is all included in Atachoni Lodemdas Umlamed Leendosh Bino Chonenu Miyitchadio Bino Bahaskel. Before he talked about just sanity and the power of just thought, just to have a thought in your head is thank you Hashem. Here he's talking about reasoning. That's a higher madrega. But now he's saying, Achamidos asher nagia aleim b'seichel rabos ma'od. Think what we accomplish with our seichel. Look at what we can do with our seichel. This is like the basic stuff. We figure out how to live and how to exist, and when we're hungry we eat. and we figure out what to eat and when to eat and make sure we have food and Roes HaNolad, and we go shopping and the store's closed and it's open. And but look what we do with our seichel. First of all, and this again, it's a treadmill. Chavis HaLovah says we're all on a treadmill. We can never thank Hashem enough. The first thing we do with our seichel is Shaboneda, Sheyesh Lanu Borei Chacham. We are aware that we have a Borei Olam. That is, there's nothing greater in the world than that. If we would exist in the world and not accomplish anything else other than the knowledge, being aware of Hashem, that's already, that's bingo. That's why the world was created. That's what the Ramban says in Chumash. The world was created so that people, so that this world that seemingly exists outside the realm of Hashem should be aware of Hashem. And you do this with your seichel. Now, if you can do it without learning Shaar HaBechina, as apparently so many people do, and you say, do you believe in Hashem? They go, yeah, sure, I believe in Hashem. But Baruch Hashem, we're learning, and the Chavis HaLovah felt it very important to talk about every prat to prat. And if you learn this and you give it thought, and then you say, wow, there's Hashem, and you really, really mean it, and you will appreciate it more, and it's a more meaningful, deeper statement, and it just means more. Because you're really aware of it. It's like the difference of just paying lip service to something and really being convinced of it. And that's the main purpose of a person's life, the Ramban says in Chumash and Parshas Bo. Purpose of Klal Yisrael, the purpose of the world, the purpose of every purpose. And as we go through life, we're supposed to see Hashem more and more in mundane things, in our bodies, in astronomy, and all the disciplines that the Chavis HaLovah talks about, in history, in the events of our lives. We're supposed to see Him. We're being Megala His presence here. And that's, but you do that with your mind. So then you say, thank you, Hashem, for allowing me to know you. Because that's a tremendous thing, and that's the purpose of the world. And you can't do it without Seichel. Right? That's the koach of reasoning that says, how does it rain? And how does this exist? And what makes this chemical reaction? Just the question is a question of Seichel, of reasoning. So, figuring out everything that we're learning in Shaar HaBechina as Seichel, as a prerequisite. So imagine how much we have to thank Hashem for giving us Seichel. So it gives us the knowledge that there's a Borei Chacham Kayam, who's everlasting, Echad, who's one, which is one of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidius, to know that he's one, besides being aware that there's a Borei Olam who controls and is in charge of history also, meaning the events of the world after it was created. But he's also one. That's a separate mitzvah, a separate obligation. Kadmon, he preceded all. Yachol, he's omnipotent. Lo yichileu zman, he's not bound by time, which is hard for us to imagine because we can't. That's the one thing our seichel cannot fathom. Our seichel doesn't go there. I think it's like impossible. Our seichel cannot imagine no time. We're time bound. It's embedded in our makeup. So you say, well, how could there be no time? Because what happens the next second? Like, how could there be no time? Like, so what happens then? Like, there has to be time. Like, we think of time as, we're supposed to think of Hashem. Kvayochel. That's how I think of it sometimes. We think of time as eternal. That the world couldn't possibly exist without time. And, it has to be. It's Mechuyev HaMetzius. But that's wrong. That would be Apikursus call it, or Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says there's only one thing that's Mechuyev HaMetzius. And that's Hashem. Mechuyev HaMetzius means it has to exist. Objectively. It's impossible for it not to exist. Now Hashem created everything, so it certainly can
not exist, even time. But if sometimes that's the closest we can come, really, I hold, to fathoming Hashem. Time is, I think, the best dogma we have of Hashem. Like, how could there not be time? It's like, it gives you a headache to think about. How could there not be time? There has to be time. That's what we're supposed to think of Hashem. There has to be Hashem. Hashem has to be. Kolo Mokom, he's not bound by space. He's not bound by time. Na'alam imidas habruim, he's way above anything that his creatures do or say. He has no emotions. He's not bound by anything. He's boundless. The hisromi mimachshos hanimtzaim, he really can't be fully grasped. He's sublime. So we are aware that there is such. So that's like the greatest thing. What's the best thing I do in my seichel? The best thing. What's the most I have to thank Hashem for? That I'm aware of Hashem. Rachum, and then he starts talking about Hashem, because these are all things we have to know about Hashem, and that it's a mitzvah to know about Hashem, and we're supposed to know about Hashem, and we're doing it all with our seichel. But let's not forget that the context of this whole Chovos HaLevavos paragraph is to thank Hashem for giving us seichel. So we're aware that there's Hashem, and we're aware that He's omnipotent, and He's aware that He's not bound by time, or by space, or by ability, and He's Rachum, and He has Rachmanus on His creatures, V'chanun, He's gracious, He's always giving, Umeitiv, He's benevolent, and He's always doing good, Lo Yidma El Dover, He can't be compared to anything, V'lo Yizdama Elav Dover, nothing can be compared to Him, and we do that with our minds. His point is to say, thank you, Hashem, for giving us Seichel to understand and to know Hashem. And that's the biggest gift of all. And you have to think. You have to think, Hashem does this, Hashem does that, Hashem did this. Begam mehem, that's one benefit of Seichel. The major benefit of Seichel is that we are aware of Hashem. That is what Chovos HaLevavos states. The major benefit, not of sanity, the major benefit of having, of reasoning, of having, of the ability to reason and to come up with ideas, is that we're able to come up with the idea of Hashem, like Avraham Avinu, you know, oh wow. V'gam mehem, and another benefit of Seichel that we have to thank Hashem for, Shanachnu mevinim bo hachochma, Hashem's wisdom, v'hayicholas, His power, v'harachamim, His mercy, hamukuyamim ba'olam, which pervade the universe. And that's what you're doing when we're learning Shara HaBechina. That's exactly what we're doing. And again, you have to practice doing that, and that's what, you know, sunlight, rain, Everything. The chiyuv avodaso, and then your seichel says, wait a second, and your seichel slides into shar avodas elokim, and saying, if Hashem is constantly bestowing upon me, upon us, all this tova, so what is my reciprocal obligation? Surely, I'm not just a taker, I just take and enjoy, there must be a purpose to all of this. What is the purpose? The purpose is that I am supposed to open myself up to feeling an obligation to serve Him in return. That's my way of saying thank you, of showing gratitude. And it only makes sense that I should serve the Melech HaOlam, La'asher Ye'oslo, because this is what's fitting for Him. This is, how do I repay Hashem? Mo'ashiv La'Hashem, kol tagmulohi oloi, is by serving Him. Now, the main service is Kos Yeshua Soso V'Shem Hashem Ekra. The main service is acknowledging Him and being mode that He exists and saying, I'm aware that it's Hashem. It's not Kochi Votzim Yodi. It's not an accident of nature. I don't take it for granted. It's not a byproduct of other events. So I caught the pieces. No. Everything is planned and everything is bedafka. And then that's how we are Eved Hashem. Ubabur told us how koleles and his goodness that he bestows upon mankind as a whole, v'hamiyuchedes, and each person individually. And then there's so many layers of this, because there's each person's personal history. Like how to get from point A to point B, or point B, C, D, right? And our national history, and that we're Jewish, and that it's just, right? And look, we're living in an amazing time in history. Really, we have to thank Hashem that we're alive to see the fulfillment. I mean, imagine a person living in Eastern Europe during, they had nothing to look forward to but pogroms, and he's learning Torah, and we're living, first of all, in a manner that I don't think the Jewish people ever lived before, with such wealth. And the world is living that way, at least most of the world. But we're seeing the fulfillment of the Divrei Nevi'im. It's something that should really shake us up, right? After 2,000 years, we're seeing the words of the Nevi'im being fulfilled. Even the not good parts, that the Goyim are going to get together and wage a war against the Jewish people over Yerushalayim. So if you would have said this to someone 100 years ago, that there's going to be a war against the Jewish people over Yerushalayim, sugar, right? Where do the Jewish people come to Yerushalayim? Who cares about the Jewish people? Why is anybody going to war against them? What are they? Right? If someone, in 1913, 1915, before World War I even, right? The Turks were still in charge. And there was, what Jews? What Yerushalayim? Are you kidding? And now, 100 years later, which is the blink of an eye, and we are alive to see it, and if we're zochet to be part of it by living here in Eretz Yisrael, and again, this is all seichel. I want to keep focused on seichel. But thank Hashem. Okay. And no matter what happens to a person, this is very, very important. Because I find it fascinating. Actually, it bothers me a little, and I'm not sure what the answer is. I guess that's the sad reality. The Chavis Haldada says the koach of forgetfulness is a chesed Hashem, because or else we'd walk around depressed the whole day, sad. Which means that the sad things in our life outweigh the good things. That's really what he's saying. So I guess if we have the ability to say, "Oh, I'm alive, and I'm breathing, and I could think, and I have seichel," and right, and someone who's paralyzed says, "I can think." And someone who doesn't have children has to say, but I got married. And someone who didn't get married says, but I'm alive, I'm a person. There's always tov, 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 tov. And yet, and I don't quite get it, I don't quite get it. He says, forgetfulness, all in all, if you would say it's a tova because we forget the bad things, but we also forget the good things. And he says it saves us from walking around sad the whole day. I guess maybe the human condition is to forget the good, but to remember the bad.
I think when you're nostalgic, like from your childhood, you only remember the fun things, the happy times, and you're nostalgic for things that you've forgotten how you lived differently and you had a hard time. I think nostalgia reminds you of all the good, happy memories you've had.
He's saying the koach of forgetfulness is a chesed Hashem, because we forget when we were sick, and we forget who died, and we forget now, but we also forget the good things.
Do we? I don't think so.
Well, okay. But he doesn't say that. He says without the koach of forgetfulness, we'd walk around sad. Why would we walk around sad? Maybe we walk around happy. I remember when I got married, and I remember the moving to Eretz Yisrael. And I remember all the great things that happened to me. So I'm walking around happy. Why should I walk around sad?
Because people expect everything to be good. And if it's not good, then they need Jesus. And that's what I remember. That
okay.
I remember all the good things because that's what
okay. Anyway, now we're talking about rational thinking. And so for the greatest... Yeah.
What about people who don't think? What do you...
So what do you want from them? That's their bechira. Do you mean they can't think because they're insane? So that's like seeing a person whose kidneys don't function. So you look at that person and your first thought should be, thank you, Hashem, my kidney does function. That's your job. What should that person think?
They can't think.
That person, if they can't think at all, if they can't think at all, and they don't have the koach of seichel, and they're not even aware that they're alive, let's say, and they're not even aware that they can digest food, and their koach of thinking can't go that far, and your question to me is, why did Hashem create them? Then he created them for you to learn from them, and that's how they will be zochet olam haba, because they enabled you to do a mitzvah. They enabled you to be more aware of Hashem by their condition. And that's their schus. That's their schus. And how do they get olam haba if they have no bechira? So how do, so they get olam haba because they're the kli. The Michtam Eliyahu has discusses this at length in various places in his forum, that they are a kli for a tzaddik or for a good person to use in avodas Hashem. Why did it happen to that neshama? That's already, you know. I'm not. Yeah, we're not. I'm not Hashem's accountant. He whatever. Yeah, I'm sure Hashem knows what he's doing. I'm not his accountant. And okay, but now with talking about. We can't lose focus. So the first thing I have to thank Hashem for in my seichel, the most important thing I do with my seichel is awareness of Hashem. And all the things he said, how good Hashem is, how he's a meitiv, and how he's a racham, b'chanun, and how I'm obligated to serve him because of that. Uva seichel ye'omen etzleinu, I become convinced of the truth of the Torah. That's a separate issue. And that's also very important. And that also you do with your seichels. Ye omein etzleinu, we corroborate, we become convinced of sefer Torah so Elokim ha-ne'emona, the truthfulness of Torah, hanusuna l'moshe neviu olav ha-shalom. Our seichel confirms the truthfulness of the Torah. Now again, this is pure chayvus halvavus. There are many who say it has nothing to do with seichel, it has to do with emunah pshuta, and we believe Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We believe this is the Torah, but we know, or we should know by now, if you've been listening to the shiurim, the Chayyus Halvavus is not happy with that, as important as it is, but he's not happy with it. He wants you to sit down and say, how do I know? I believe, right? That's the Kav Adom. But how do I know that there was a Matan Torah? And you start thinking, well, how do I know there was George Washington? Someone would say that George Washington exists. You say, hey, of course, man. How do you know? You never saw him. You say, yeah, but everybody knows. Yeah, how many people? How many people saw George Washington? Many, many more people than saw George Washington saw Matan Torah. Many, many more. And if you start thinking about history and... Like how, it wasn't, like how far is it, for example, from Matan Torah to Shlomo HaMelech who built the Beis HaMikdash? It's 400 years. It's not a lot of time. Not a lot of time, 400 years. And so Shlomo HaMelech who built the Beis HaMikdash and the whole Klal Yisrael and the whole kingdom of Israel was united and the Beis HaMikdash and the Shekhinah, right? They had only 400 years separated him from Matan Torah, from the great chazon of Matan Torah. And later in history, when people wrote history books, and then Josephus wrote his books and talked about the history of the Jews, wasn't that much time later. That's already later in history, but we connect the dots with not so many years. It doesn't take, that's not, there's no broken part of the chain. So, anyway, maybe that'll do it for you. Maybe you want to study Shar HaYichud and just, you know, philosophize about these things. The point is to use Seichel to be convinced of all of the animamins, of all of the 13 animamins. chief among them is Hashem and all of his attributes, and the Torah and the truth of the Torah, because the Torah is all the people and all the movements who've tried to make an end run around the Torah and just say, just me and Hashem, we see have faded into oblivion, have faded away, have gone the way of other movements and other religions. It's nothing to do with the Jewish people. Hashem embedded himself in the Torah. That's the Medrash says that the word Anochi contains that embedding. Ano nafshi ksavis yehovis is the Aleph Nun Chof Yud of Anochi. Hashem kvayochol put himself into the Torah. If you read a book by an author, most of the time the book does not contain the neshama of the author. Sometimes you'll have a book where the soul of the author is like poured into what he wrote, and his soul is expressing itself, and you feel that when you read the book. You feel you're communicating with the neshama of the author. But most of the time, not. It's just, it's a piece of work he produced. Like if he produced a chair, right? I mean, a chair, the truth is, could be that also. It could be, right? If an architect, a building could be the neshama of the architect. Depends how much of it, how much of his neshama he pours into it, and how much is just, right? But Hashem poured himself into the Torah. The Torah is an expression of Hashem's essence, his likes, his dislikes, the way he works, what he considers chashuv, what Hashem wants the world to be like. So it's very important to, it's more than important, it's essential. It's essential. It's as essential as believing Hashem is believing in his Torah, because that's what we grab onto. That's what the Tanya explains. Because we can't really latch on to Hashem, so we latch on to the Torah, and that's our way of latching on to Hashem. Akoponim in terms of seichel, when we say atachonim lodem das, and you say, what do you do with your seichel? So the two most important things we do is knowledge of Hashem and knowledge of the Torah. Knowledge that it's true, knowledge that that's how Hashem communicates with us, knowledge of what it says. And they say, thank you, Hashem, for giving me the seichel to do that. Ulefi seichel, again, all of this is to bring us back to thanking Hashem for giving us seichel. Ulefi seichel ha'odam v'akaroso bo ito lidei cheshben. This you might not be so happy about. Our whole being in this world is bechira, and our whole standing for eternity, and that's a heavy word, but that's the right word, for all of eternity is determined by the choices we make in this world. That's it. There's no way out of it. That's the reality. The choices we make determine our eternity. That's it. That's all. Very simple sentence. But what the Chavis Halvavos point now is not to give Musar. Chavis Halvavos point is to say, how do you make choices? With Seichel. So our whole avoda, our whole purpose and what we're supposed to accomplish in this world is the seichel based, because we're supposed to make choices. And that's a very complicated procedure. We remember and we learned right from wrong, and maybe we remember consequences, and we remember what we were taught, and we remember what Hashem wants us to do, and we remember what happened the last time this came up, and we think how to deal with it, and how do I get out of an embarrassing situation, and last time maybe I was nichshol in lashon hara, or in eating something with not such a good action, because I was caught by surprise, and I didn't know how to react, so instinctively maybe I did the wrong thing, and now, so that's all, it's all seichel, bechira seichel, everything seichel, and our whole standing is determined by our bechira. So, thank you, Hashem, for giving us seichel. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us seichel for knowing you. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us seichel for knowing your Torah. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us seichel so that we can live a life, a purposeful, meaningful life. And Hashem gives us, I mean, that's a separate issue. We thank Hashem for creating us and giving us Bechira. And we're the only, and you see pictures of the universe, like, right? They're like billions and billions and billions of stars and planets and asteroids and all that stuff. And we're the only ones, the human being is the only one that determines his own fate, our own fate. According to the Nefesh HaChaim, we're determining the whole universe's fate. But, you know, who needs that headache right now? Right? It's like, thank you Hashem for that. But he's not even talking about that. It's never ending. If we would think what Hashem does for us, we are just, as I said, overflowing with simcha, overflowing with gratitude. And so that seichel, getting back to what he's saying, that seichel that allows Hashem to hold us to an accounting. Bol ito lidei cheshbon. We have to answer for our actions. Umedaktik olav bora yisala. Sometimes this midas hadin. Hashem is an accountant, and he wants to know what we did with our time, what we did with the money he gave us, what we did with the seichel he gave us, what we did with the gifts he gave us. What did you do with it? So that's all because of seichel. Umisha pokat sichlo. This is what you say. You know, someone who's never afflicted in his seichel and doesn't have it. Mistalkos me olav hamaalos anushios kulon. All these human virtues. He's not grateful. He's not bashful. He doesn't have the intellect. He doesn't have all these things that we're talking about. Bahamitzvos, bahagemul, bahonesh. He's talking about. He's subhuman, someone without seichel. We're talking about going below the line of sanity, which is rather dealt with in halacha, because it has ramifications in halacha regarding legal transactions and legal and being mechuyev in mitzvahs. So there's a whole body of legal halachic work about where is the kav adom of insanity. But the Chavis Halvavus is saying, that's it, you know, you don't have all these great things. You don't have Bechira, and you don't have Mitzvahs, and you don't have Schar, and you don't have Onesh, and Umimalos, okay. So, appreciate what we have. Umimalos HaSeichel, and now he is going further. Another aspect of, another benefit of intelligence, Shebo Yasik, so, till now we talked about Hashem, and the Torah, and Bechira, and now he's saying, and then the Seichel is Shar HaBechina, meaning Shebo Yasek Adam Kol Musog of HaMuchshim, the senses, right? We have five senses, but without Seichel, like, nothing would happen, right? It wouldn't mean anything to us. We wouldn't know what to do with it. We might see something, but what meaning the seeing has if it doesn't do anything to us? If it makes us say Morabu Masecha Hashem, or, you know, so then wow, you know, you're learning about the sun and the Maoros, and it's wonderful. But if we don't do anything and it doesn't mean anything to us, we don't even have so much pleasure from it, because in a week we get used to it right away. So it doesn't mean anything to a person. So you're looking, if I look at great art, let's even assume it's great art for a moment. So Nebuch, it's wasted on me, because right? I have no Havana in it, so I don't understand it, so I don't know what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a bunch of, you know, pretty colors, but the Chachma and the wisdom and the Tova that Hashem gave, you know, this is something that gives people pleasure, and it gives them sometimes insight into the Bria, and sometimes it gives them insight, or a good book can sometimes, even a fiction book done really well, can give you insight into yourself, into situations. You recognize it's all with the seichel. It's all with the seichel. So that umimalos haseichel shebo yasik adam kol musog of hamuchshim. All the physical senses are such a waste. I mean, you'll see, and you'll smell, and you'll hear, and you'll feel, and you'll taste, but it's just a waste. Without Seichel, you're not going to do anything with it. It's waste. So that's what he says, that that's mimailas haseichel, that it makes the senses meaningful and it gives it purpose and meaning and you learn from it and it makes you happy, right? I look at a painting, it doesn't make me happy. So if I look at a sunset, it doesn't make me happy, right? If I don't appreciate it. Ubo yire, and through the seichel, yire mashinela michusha bagashmiya min haniros. Here already he starts like that. He says, through seichel you can see things that are beyond what you could see with your physical senses. You can infer things, and you could figure things out, even physical things, he says. Kinesias hatzeil, the movement of a shadow. Umaisa hatipo ha'achas min hamayim, the action of a drop of water, but surha chalomish, on a rock of flint. So what does that mean? It means there's things that our eye won't capture. Our eye won't capture the shadow moving, right? It moves in two small, minute amounts. So it's only with the seichel that we say, okay, I know it's moving, and I know it was here before, and now it's here, and something happened in that half hour. But he's saying how the mind, the seichel, will capture things, will capture things that you're not able to do physically, because they're too subtle to be picked up by the physical. Or as I say, like the drop of water, the Rabbi Akiva story. So no one's going to sit there for 40. You'll never see the water making an impression on the rock. You'll never see that with your eye, because every drop is just a drop. But then you have the seichel, and then you see the water, and you see the rock is indented, so all of a sudden you get the whole picture. So that's a seeing that the seichel enables, and just the physical senses don't have that. Ubo yavdu b'na emes v'hashaker. What? That's a tremendous score. We're a walking polygraph test. Now he's getting into the idea that the Gemara really expresses, that seichel is, I don't know, primarily, but a huge part of seichel is to discern differences. Right, it's not the same Tov and Ra and Or and Choshech. Right, we talk about Havdalah and Main Bina Havdalah Minayin. That's why we say Havdalah in the bracha of Chonein Hadas, because as the Gemara says it so pithily, in Main Bina Havdalah Minayin, there's no difference. It's all the same. So the difference through the Seichel, that certainly you can't see with your naked eye. With your eye, can't see, or you can't hear the difference between emes and sheker, but you figure out the person's lying. So that's a wonderful gift, and that's done through the seichel. Ubein hayoser v'hacheser, right? You have this much food, this much entertainment, this much vacation, and your seichel tells you it's too much, it's too little, it's just right, it's enough, it's not enough. This is how you should spend your time. This is who you should spend your time with. And it's all functions of seichel, right? The physical can't discern these differences. Uvo yavdil bein ha'emes v'hasheker bein hayoser, excessiveness, v'hachoser, and what's insufficient, v'hatov, v'hara, v'hameshubach, things that are commendable, appropriate, v'hamogune, ubein haro'i v'ha'efshar, things that are possible, v'hanimna, and things that are unrealistic, that are not possible. Uvo yavit shor minei chayim. Right, although this is time, no machines, no for machines. So he could put other living creatures to work, b'to'alosav, in his benefit, b'hana'osav, and for his pleasure. And what would he say if he saw what a person could build, what the human seichel has done, if industrial revolution and what we're able to do now, right? We can talk to someone, right? Millions and millions of miles away because of a piece of plastic I have in my pocket. And that's all It's all functions of the seichel. Okay, we'll stop here.
Torah Rabbah wants us to see everything that exists in the world that Hashem made, and to learn from it, and to appreciate everything.